Hey all, this is Justin with Beyond the Uniform. Just want to give a quick heads up and sneak peek about the month of October. We've got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight episodes. So every single Monday and Thursday in October, we're going to have a brand new episode. And I just wanted to walk through what you have in store. But first, I want to give a special thanks to Steve Bain. I have to admit, I have felt a little fatigued with my job at Schatzer and with running Storybox and then keeping Beyond the Uniform going, and was actually planning on switching back to just one new episode a month. But Steve has just really done two things incredibly well. He's gotten great guests for us, and he continues to do that. But he's also exploding our sponsorship program. And between those two things and hitting 100,000 listens this last week was enough to pull me back in to keeping the pace of two episodes a week. So here's what you got in store. On Monday, October 1st, episode 209 is with Mike Nemeth. This is a great conversation. I've actually chatted with Mike a couple times since our interview. He went from the Army, and he has started several different companies, and he's also published, I think, eight or nine different books on Amazon. One of them was the number one book in its category, and one was number six in its category. It's just a great episode if you're thinking about entrepreneurship or starting your own company or joining a startup. One of the things that sticks with me, you know, this is probably a month ago we chatted, was when it comes to his Amazon books, it's, you know, very clear his thoughts are, you know, just you need more at bats. You need to be able to try multiple times, and if you keep trying, there's a greater chance that something will take off, as he experienced with one of his books hitting number one. But it's just a really great conversation that touches on startups, entrepreneurship, persistence, a lot of really great topics. The Thursday after that, episode 210 is with Drew Kambick. Drew's a pretty incredible story. He went from an Army sergeant. He got his undergraduate degree while enlisted in the Army, and then he went out directly to Stanford Law School, which I think is a incredible achievement. He also worked as chief of staff at Hewlett-Packard, and this is a great episode if you're thinking about law school, but also about technology, you know, that senior position at Hewlett-Packard. He talks about, I think he was in that role for like 9 to 11 months, and it just sounds crazy. He talks about his life traveling nonstop and working 20 hours a day, but the perks that went along with that of the amount he learned following these senior leaders around, doing all sorts of crazy things. It sounds like obviously not a long-term possibility to do that level of stress and activity, but for a short burst, it seems like it's had a really incredible impact on his professional, personal growth, as well as his career. On October 8th, episode 211, I talk with Dennis Clancy. This is a really interesting interview because on the one part, he's senior at Team Rubicon, which is an incredible organization. They pair veterans with first responders, and they send them all over the world when there is any sort of national or natural disaster. And it seems like they're a massive organization, but a great way to scratch that itch of purpose and of connection after your military service. So it's worth listening to it just for that piece. And at the same time, Dennis created a documentary movie about the running of the bulls in Pamplona. And I believe he's run the bulls like it's like 20 or 80 times, something absurd. He's done it many, many times. And so we talk about the running of the bulls, but also this creative project and how he spent so much time directing a movie and then producing it and publishing it. On Thursday the 11th, in episode 212, I'm chatting with Dr. Michael Haney, who is the founder of the Institute of Veterans and Military Families, or IVMF, over at Syracuse University. This has been a long time in progress, and I'm working with the IVMF. I'm hoping to have multiple people from their team there. They are incredible thought leaders in the space of military veterans. And so in this first interview of what I hope will be multiple interviews with his team, we talk about what led him to start the IVMF, but also everything that he's learned and what they as an organization have learned. They've got a lot of great research that we dive into about challenges veterans face and just the veteran landscape. In episode 213, I sit down with Lauren Burnell, and this was probably the most surprising interview in the month of October that I had. So one of the listeners had reached out to me and requested episodes on cybersecurity. And so this is the first of three or four different interviews coming up in that space. And I have to be honest, I kind of dismissed it as like, oh, you know, that's just one of those things that people on active duty think about that just does not seem relevant to me. And I totally changed my mind after talking to Lauren. She works at a company called FireEye. There are thousands of people, a massive company. But she makes such a strong case for why I now think that any veteran should consider this field. Cybersecurity is important for every single company in the world right now. And it just seems like that's going to be more and more important. I think she gives some sort of wild figure, like millions and millions of jobs that will be created in this space in the next 3 years or 2 years. And so not only is it a big exploding industry, but she talks about how this can really connect with most veterans and that sense of mission, that sense of purpose, that sense of making a difference in the world. And then also how no matter what you do in the military, there is some story that you can tell about your tie to technology and to security. And so you kind of have a leg up in many ways in applying to these positions. But we talk about the landscape. We talk about the types of positions to look at. I thought it was a very informative interview. And again, I was kind of blindsided by how exciting I found it to be, especially since I was so jaded and cynical going in. Thursday the 18th in episode 214, I sit down with Beth Finbo. She went through recently Bunker Labs, and I'm collaborating more with Bunker Labs to get some of their students or participants on the show because they do some great work. Beth is great. So she is she served for 10 years in the Army, and she has a full-time job. But she started a company called Busy Baby Matt. And this is a great episode. If you're thinking about a side hustle or about entrepreneurship, Beth is in it right now. She just launched a Kickstarter campaign, and she talks about how it didn't go well. She raised something like $20,000 or $30,000, but because her goal was $50,000 or $60,000 and didn't hit that, she gets nothing. And so it's just a really, it struck me with my history in entrepreneurship as a very vivid, honest, and authentic view on entrepreneurship and what that's like, the good and the bad. And so it was a very unique perspective because so many of the entrepreneurs I've had on the show have been really successful. And obviously that kind of taints the story, or maybe people remember differently what it's like, but to have someone in the trenches, it was very powerful. On Monday the 22nd, in episode 215, I sit down with Chris Koch. He is an Army veteran. And I'm noticing we have a lot of Army veterans in in October. He's an Army veteran who is head of cybersecurity at, and I'm embarrassed because I literally just had this interview. I'm blanking on, National Life, New York Life Insurance Company. It's like a 1,000 or 10,000 person company, massive company. And he's heads up their cybersecurity. This was really fascinating. So Chris is exceptionally senior. I mean, the role he has is pretty unreal. And prior to that, he was chief technology officer at multiple companies. So we talk about the CTO role, which is a very unique role, chief technology officer. But then chief information officer, CIO, which is even more unique. He's steeped in technology as a generalist, a CIO, a very, very senior position. And he sees the opportunity in cybersecurity and he goes big on it. And again, it's actually a beautiful compliment to Lauren's interview because Lauren blew me away, and she's just, you know, she's a younger, got out very recently, and on the other hand, Chris has been out for a long time. He's had a very big career, so it's like it's almost contrasting views: someone who's relatively new in their career path in this, and then someone who's just really far down the track. So he has a lot of efficient information in that interview about cybersecurity, about technology, about the CIO role. We talk about just kind of steps that you can take, precautions that you can take to be secure in this new age. On Thursday the 25th, I talk with Kim Young. Kim is was introduced to me by Kill Anderson, who I had on the show, who I love. And she talks about, he introduced her as someone who goes a mile a minute. So check out Kim's background. She goes from the Army, another Army veteran for you. She goes from the Army for 5 years. She goes to Harvard Business School. While there, she teams up with two other people, I believe both of them are vets, and they start a company called Roomy Spice while she's at school. And Roomy Spice is getting saffron and spices from Afghanistan and selling them in throughout the world at top restaurants and in stores. And they were on Shark Tank. They got Mark Cuban himself to write them a check for, I believe, $250,000 or $350,000. It's a pretty incredible story. He gives her like this make or break offer. And she runs Roomy Spice as a for-profit company, but she's partnered with these farmers. She's helping a lot of women and farmers build a better life in Afghanistan while at the same time making a profit here, which is following up on Mike Stedman's interview, a really fascinating look about nonprofit versus for-profit. And we talk about B Corporation and all sorts of things about that. But she left Roomy Spice recently after 4 years there. And she went to Alaska and did this crazy survival course because she aspires to be in the space industry and maybe even an astronaut. And so she is now back at school at MIT getting a graduate degree. She's a very impressive young woman, and it's just, you know, she is someone who lives at her edge. She is taking risks, and she talks about trying to live at a threshold of 100% happiness or at least 80%. And you'll really hear about how she loves being back in school and her talking about, well, you know, she's not married, she's not in a relationship, she doesn't have kids, so she can afford to do that right now. But it's just a wild story because, you know, I don't know anyone who has gone from my class or anyone I know from Stanford Business School or any of my friends that went to Harvard Business School that went back to get another degree. It's just not that common of a career path. But that to me represents Kim Young. She is willing to take risks and willing to forge her own way. So that's one I recommend for everyone. And then Monday the 29th, episode 217 is with Jared Line. I have not actually talked to him yet. We are literally, that's where we're at right now. That's how we're rolling right now at Beyond the Uniform. I'm interviewing him on Monday on my lunch break, and we'll get that edited and ready for the end of the month. So that's what's in store. Hope you enjoy it. I'm hoping to squeeze in an interview with my wife, Rebecca, who heads up our coaching program. I keep on pushing her to sit down with me and go through because the coaching program is having a big impact. I think that we'll get some testimonials on the show. We'll take a deeper dive on some trends that she's seen, but it's really fascinating. It's literally impacting people's career choices, like big impact. So check out the coaching program. Stay tuned for that episode. Also, just a quick reminder, you'll be hearing a lot this month about our pledge drive. That's not about money. It's about iTunes reviews. We got 3 reviews since we first asked for that. So thank you to those 3 of you who submitted those reviews. But it means a ton if you could pay this forward. If you're benefiting from the show, please leave a positive review on iTunes. Our goal is to make it to 150 by the end of the year. We are at 85 as of today. So it is a very lofty goal. As they say in entrepreneurship, it is a big, hairy, audacious goal, a BHAG. And I am intimidated by it, but I wanna go for it. We are growing. We are having a big impact on the veteran community and would love for you to be a part of that. One of the best ways you can do that right now is just taking the 10 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Just Google iTunes Beyond the Uniform or Apple Podcasts Beyond the Uniform. You'll get there. It will literally take you 20 seconds. You do not need to have an iPhone or be an Apple enthusiast to do it. Just a Beyond the Uniform enthusiast. So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening and looking forward to a great October with you all. Take care.